Today on Gardening in a Minute, protecting citrus from cold. Citrus can grow in most parts of the state, but most types require protection when cold weather rolls in. Cold protection is achieved by trapping ground heat. While covering the entire tree is best, if your tree is too large, wrap the trunk with several layers of cloth. Either way, make sure the covering reaches all the way to the ground and is secured. Remember to remove it when the temperature returns to above freezing. Newly pruned trees are much more susceptible to cold damage, so postpone pruning until spring. In North Florida, choose cold-hardy citrus varieties or keep the plants in containers so they can be moved to a protected area. With a little care, your tree can come through cold weather. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, reading plant labels. Purchasing the right plant for your landscape means more than just liking the looks of a plant. Take the time to read a plant's label to make sure it's suited to your landscape. A label often includes information like the plant's Latin and common names, mature size, and flowering time. It can indicate whether the plant performs best in acidic, alkaline, or neutral soil. You may also be able to read about its light and moisture requirements. Pay particular attention to the part of the label that tells you the plant's mature size. Even so-called dwarf varieties of certain plants can get very large. Knowing how tall and wide a plant will get when it's fully grown is essential for proper site selection. For more information about plant labels, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, citrus greening. Citrus greening originated in China, but has seriously affected citrus crops around the world. The disease, which is also called huanglongbing, has recently been discovered in Florida. Citrus greening can rapidly destroy almost all varieties of citrus, and there is no cure for infected trees. The disease is caused by a bacteria spread by insects called psyllids. Trees infected with citrus greening first show yellow leaves, twig dieback, and mottled or blotchy leaves. Fruit are sparse, small, and green. Infected trees stop producing usable fruit within a few years. If you suspect your trees have been infected with citrus greening, do not bring samples to an extension office or plant nursery. You could infect many other trees. Contact your county extension office for up-to-date instructions on dealing with potentially infected trees. More information can be found on gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, winter garden chores. Winter is a great season to conduct a number of gardening tasks. This is a good time to prune deciduous plants, grasses, and some perennials. Clean garden structures by scrubbing them down or pressure washing them. Pull up and compost dead plants from your fall vegetable garden. Renovate your beds by adding lots of organic matter and tilling the soil to a depth of at least 6 inches. Pull up any weeds and refresh mulch around existing plantings. Rake up leaves, or if you have a mulching mower with a bag, mow the leaves and dump the clippings on your flower beds as mulch, or add them to your compost pile. Wait until spring to fertilize the lawn and landscape, and adjust irrigation to reflect the plant's lower water needs. For more information about the winter garden, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, heating home greenhouses. One of the main reasons to have a greenhouse is to protect your plants from the cold in the winter. There are several ways you can heat your greenhouse. The most cost-effective are natural gas and propane. For your safety and to prevent harmful gases from contacting your plants, all gas and oil systems must be properly ventilated. Use fresh air vents to supply oxygen to burners for complete combustion. Portable or mounted electric heaters are readily available and commonly used for smaller greenhouses. Incorporate fans to circulate air in order to keep temperatures consistent throughout the greenhouse. How warm you keep your greenhouse depends on the crops you're growing. Greenhouse supply or construction companies can help you determine the proper size heater for your situation. For more information on hobby greenhouses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.